This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi friends, and welcome back to another episode of Open House, a fresh, fun, and real podcast where I, Louise Rumble, invite you inside the therapy room with me to learn from some of the very best psychologists, therapists, and sex and intimacy coaches that I have found. No topic is off the table, no question too juicy, and no experience too shameful. At Open House, everyone is welcome. And we're on a mission to develop a new mental health experience for all, because we believe that true happiness is coming home to yourself under the layers and layers of you that society has told you to be. As ever, please remember that this podcast is for entertainment purposes only, and you should always seek professional medical help when necessary. Now, let's get into it, and I'll see you on the other side. Hi, my friends. I am so happy to be back on here with you. I have not done a life update episode in, I honestly don't even know. I would have to open my phone and go through to the back catalog, which is kind of crazy. So it feels good. I am here today with a little life update, and I'm going to tell you about some stuff I've been going through recently. But most of all, I'm going to tell you how to get your freaking glow back, because that is what I have been talking about for the whole of the last week. And I have been working on something that is going to give you literally all of the answers. So more on that in a little bit. But first of all, life update. Right now, I'm coming to you from bed. I just tried to record this in the kitchen downstairs and the audio was awful. So I'm up in bed, surrounded by those soft surfaces that all those podcasters love. And I'm in my family home in England, if anyone doesn't know that. And that means I'm back in the UK. So you must be thinking, girl, you were in Mexico the last time I spoke to you. And that is true. So I went back to Mexico 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago now. And I always knew that at some point I was going to have a little baby niece being born into this world. And the plan was always that I was going to get on an airplane and come back and meet her, because I am super close with my brother and my sister-in-law. Sometimes people are very clear on the fact that I'm actually closer to my sister-in-law than to my brother. But I think that that's just something we've all acknowledged in our family at this point, and everyone is okay with. But yeah, I'm super close with them and I'm so excited for this baby to come into the world. I was always going to come back, and come back to London I did. So I arrived last Thursday morning. I had a flight from hell back from Cancun. Actually, that's a bit dramatic, but I literally did not sleep. I slept for like 1 hour and it was an overnight flight, and I just landed and I just felt so disgusting. But the moment that I got home, my brother and sister-in-law came home. They surprised me, which was so sweet, and literally just walked through the door, hands me this tiny baby, and they're like, this is your niece. And I just was like so fucked from the airplane, and I was like dehydrated and I was underslept, and I was like happy and I was sad and I was like crying, and it was just like such an amazing moment. I was just staring at her. I was like, I literally can't believe this. Like, I love you so much. So yeah, I'm back in London. I basically just came back for them. And whilst I'm here, I basically thought I would obviously see some of my best friends. But the truth is, normally coming back from Mexico to London, I get horrible jet lag. It's really not a vibe. I cannot sleep at night, and then I cannot wake up in the morning just because of how my body clock works. But this time, I've literally smashed it. I took a melatonin every night before I went to bed, and I have woken up. Well, I went to bed at like 11 p.m. or 11:30 every night, and I've woken up at 7 a.m. on the dot every morning. It is actually so weird. Like, I'll open my eyes and I'll look at my phone and it'll be 6:59, and then my alarm will go off at 7. And that is the sign that your body is like actually functioning. Like, it works. It knows when it's time to wake up every day. But I'm like, this is so wild because I should be wildly jet lagged. So what is going on here? But yeah, I felt really good. I'm coming to the back end of the week now. And in fact, this is my last day. I leave tomorrow. And so I'm not feeling my best right now because I have been slamming life the last week or so. Generally, I felt pretty good, but it has been busy. My trips back to London are always busy. I'm a little bit of a sensitive soul. Like if I have high stress hormones, my pain condition will start to rear its ugly head. And it is never, ever, ever as bad as it ever has been. And sometimes I go months without having any pain. But it's just always interesting to know like that your body is talking to you. And sometimes I can listen to my body and be like, okay, it's time for me to slow down. But slow down, I did not. You guys know I am not good at slowing down. I've had a great week here. So I landed on Thursday. Then I spent all weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning with the family, with the baby, literally just like holding her. She is such a sweet baby angel. Then on Sunday, I went out to London. I met my friend Tom. We love to eat and we love to go to Chinatown. We also just love Chinese. We love Asian food. We love exploring new restaurants. He's like such a great friend to have. I think he's fab. So we met, we went to Chinatown. We had this incredible food that normally there's like quite hard to get a reservation. We did that. I went into the biggest food coma afterwards. Like it actually wasn't okay. I literally was like walking around Soho. I wasn't even blinking. I was just like, I am so full. I can't even speak. So that was quite funny. But that was Sunday. Then I came back. Monday is always prepping for the podcast. That's my busiest day of the week. I'm actually recording this today on Monday. Then Tuesday, I went up to London. I was supposed to be seeing my friend Lauren. You might follow her. She's Lauren Cella. She's the Pilates instructor. She's one of my favorite friends. Unfortunately, we weren't able to meet just because of like kids and stuff like that. Oh, you guys, wait. This day gets juicy. I actually wasn't going to share this on the podcast, but I thought, do you know what? This is my life and this is my experience. And if people treat me badly, like I'm allowed to share that with the world. So let me tell you what happened on Tuesday. So I was already in London and I wanted to see one of my best friends, Georgia. So she's based in West London. I was like, I'll come and see you. And then I need to go back to Waterloo to get the train. We agreed to meet at a restaurant at 5:30. Now, the restaurant was the restaurant of one of my friends. And so I said to this friend, I really want to see you. Like, I'm going to organize my whole day around coming up to London. I'm going to come to your restaurant. I can see you. And then I can see Georgia. Guys, I got stood up. I got stood up by a friend. And now I've shown people text messages since I've been back. And they're like, no, you know, this person didn't actually confirm, but you did say 3 or 4 times, like, okay, perfect. I'll be there at this time. And so I'm okay with being stood up. I really don't care. But it just was actually what happened next that I was like, wow, that is not making me feel good. And that is not the sign of someone that I really want around me and that I want to be cherishing, because this person isn't cherishing me. So I just basically was like, wow, I'm so disappointed. Like, I clearly communicated this with you and kind of hurtful to be sat here on my own for an hour. Now, if this person had turned around and said, oh my God, I am so sorry. I messed this up so badly. I am so sorry. Let me make it up to you. There would have been no issue. We would literally would have like continued with our friendship and just kept moving. But the person never said sorry. The person told me I was being harsh. What do you mean I'm being harsh? I've literally organized my whole day around coming to see you to visit your new business venture. And I've told you 4 times I'm going to be there. And then you stand me up and I ask where you are. Like, how am I being harsh? Anyway, so that was kind of crazy on Tuesday. And honestly, I'm just at the point in my life where like, if you are not a ray of sunshine to me and you do not treat me fucking well because I treat you so well, then I don't have time for anything that is like that. So if you guys are accepting subpar friendships, like, I just want you to ask, like, why? Ask yourself why. Like, what underneath it is making you think that you need to be friends with someone that doesn't treat you well or that doesn't make you feel amazing? What wound is making you think like it's better to have like a little bit of being treated well than being treated well consistently? I just think that's interesting. So that was Tuesday. Then I saw Georgia for dinner. Then I came back Wednesday, Thursday. I've been working like a Trojan. Why? I'm going to tell you in a little bit. Friday, I went back up to London. I met with a hormone health brand. Friday lunchtime at the Standard. We had a great lunch. We all ordered exactly the same salad with halloumi. And I was like, I don't know what's going on here because I'm not a salad girly, but I literally felt like we were these wellness girlies that were lunching. And that was kind of fun because I'm more of like the chicken burger gal, if I'm totally honest, but it was an enjoyable experience. And then Friday was my sister-in-law's birthday. So I went back to see her. I went to get her a cake and to get her a card and to surprise her. You might have seen the photos on my Instagram story. And then I stayed with them this weekend. So the one that's just gone, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I saw my aunt. She came to visit the baby. Oh, and I also forgot to say that I went on Saturday to see my other friend, Sophie, and to see her 2 baby girls who I love. One of her babies I'm actually obsessed with. She reminds me of me when I was a baby. Like, she has blue eyes, blonde curls, exactly what I look like. And it feels so healing to like love her because I feel like I'm loving me inadvertently through her. And she loves me. And my friend is like, it's so weird. She doesn't like anyone like this. So I feel like we have a cute little connection. And then on Sunday, I went to visit two of my other best friends. I went back over to Clapham, which is where I used to live. I saw my best friend, Tom Hardy, in the morning. Fucking love him so much. We went to Willow. I think it's called Willow. Guys, it's opposite Megan's in Clapham Old Town. Now, I've lived there for 5 years. I literally lived in that apartment block there. I have spent my whole life in Megan's. When I tell you, this was the best fucking food I have ever eaten. I was literally like, where is the owner? I need to speak to the owner. This is so good. And yeah, no wonder it was like busy and that you had to like put your number down and wait. But holy guacamole, could not recommend anymore. You like pick all the little dishes that you want and they bring you this brunch and you either have 4 plates or 5 plates. And oh my goodness, it was literally to die for. So we did that. Then I went to see my friend Ellie, see her baby. We got her sausage dog and we went back to Megan's and we spent the afternoon in Megan's. Then I came home and today is Monday. So I've had a busy week. My body is saying to me, this has been a little too busy, but I'm happy. And I'm also ready to go back to Tulum now. Like, I've just come in for this quick trip. I would obviously love to stay here, but as you guys know, me being at my parents' house, it isn't the biggest vibe for anyone. I don't love living in the middle of my parents' marriage. I don't love being my parents' counselor. I don't love not having access to my gym. I don't love pissing my parents off by moaning about the Wi-Fi constantly and trying to sit in the middle of the podcast and record. So in the middle of the podcast, I mean sitting in the middle of the kitchen trying to record a podcast. So you guys know being in the family home is hard. It is stressful. It is dysregulating. It can also be amazing. And there are moments that I love it, but it's just time for me to go back to Tulum. So that is my life update. It's been busy. It's been social. It's been fun. Obsessed with being back with my dog. Like, we just like have been attached to each other. We sleep together. I don't even care if you judge me. We literally cuddle like human beings. I cuddle my dog in bed more than I cuddle my boyfriend. Like, that is not one word of a lie. I don't touch my boyfriend when we go to sleep. It's like, these are our sides of the bed. Like, you be there, me be here, because like, I just want to get a good night's sleep. My dog, I'm like, you want to lie on top of me? That is 100% fine. You want to put your head on my chest? 100% fine. You want to take up the whole bed and I'll just lie on 10% on the side of it? 100% fine. So I have loved being back, but it's time. It is time for me to go back. But generally, for the most part, I really think that I'm in a good place. And I wasn't in a good place like 6 weeks ago. And I'm going to tell you why. But since I've been back, people have been like, wow, like, you look so happy. Your eyes are so shiny. Like, your skin's so clear. You just seem so happy.
And I've really been doing the work. Like, I have gone hard on this nervous system regulation, subconscious reprogramming, EFT tapping, meditation in the last 4 to 6 weeks. And I think that truthfully, the changes have been remarkable. And I'm also aware that when I come home, I'm living this life that's different to everybody else.
And I think that's kind of one of my key takeaways, is that you don't have to live the life that everyone else is living to be happy. I am in an absolute minority of people who do not have children, do not have a house, do not have a husband. And I'm not saying there's a direct comparison, but I would actually say that I'm one of the happiest people I know. But I do think that there is this brainwashing in society that tells us when we get X, Y, or Z, we will be happy. When we get a boyfriend, when we get engaged, when we get married, when we get a baby. And this week, I've just been thinking, like, why can't you live your biggest, fuck yes, most amazing goosebumps life whilst you are also on the road to doing those things? Like, why does it have to be you get somewhere and then you get to experience it? So that's been one of my kind of big takeaways this week, is that I'm just really happy at the moment. And I feel like all of the work that I've been doing and committing to over the last few months has been really, really working. And that feels so freaking good, especially after years of talk therapy where you feel like you're aware of your cycles, you're aware of the pain, but like, you kind of like aren't really changing anything. To actually see changes for me has been revolutionary. And I had the sweetest moment with my dad, which some of you will know, we don't necessarily have like a lot of sweet affectionate moments. We have quite a logical and rational relationship. Like, we will be more likely to talk about like my corporation tax bill than how I feel. I'm sure some of you can relate to that. Like, it's not unusual for my dad to like email me. And I know that also is familiar for some of you guys as well. But we had this moment where we were just having breakfast in the kitchen in my family home. And he just smiled at me across the kitchen table. This was literally this week. And he said, Lulabelle, I really like this version of you. And I was like, oh my God, that is so frigging sweet. Because the truth is I actually also really like this version of myself. And there have been so many years in my life where I've literally hated myself, like not thought I'm enough, never felt like I'm good enough, never thought like I'm pretty enough or skinny enough or rich enough. all of those things since I started doing subconscious work, somatic healing, subconscious reprogramming, they've just like gone out the window. And all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, I actually like who I am too. And I want everyone to feel like this because it feels so good. Like I literally will just be walking down the street, like literally dancing and singing to myself. And people walk past me and they smile at me. And someone messaged me this week being like, you are so full of joy, it's infectious. And I was like, that is the best frigging comment that anyone could ever say to me. So that's good. I felt like sunshine recently and I want you guys to feel like sunshine too. And I just hope that you do.
Two truths can coexist, however. And the other truth is that there have been so many like dark, low, fucking horrible periods of my life.
But what I want to talk to you about here is that I think that there are really pivotal moments in our life where we can decide if we want to take radical responsibility and make a change or if we want to just stay close to who we are and what we are. And I actually had one of those moments about 2 months ago when I went back to Tulum after the Sol de Janeiro event. It was our live event. It was the first ever live event. It was the most amazing partnership. We sold out the 200 person event in 2 minutes, a 98% attendance rate on a Monday in January. It was so good to meet you guys in person. We were literally like squealing and some of us were crying and oh my goodness, the whole thing was just like so freaking special. But what I never communicated with you guys, and you know, I will always be 100% transparent and honest about everything, is that in the background of January, my podcast streams were absolutely bombing. Now, we've been on a pretty like good and solid upward trajectory of the podcast ever since we launched, but something happened in January and the podcast numbers literally went from like 250, 300,000 streams a month to like 100,000. So I lost like 200,000 streams in a month. And the first month it happened, I was like, I don't really know what is going on here. So it turns out that actually Apple Podcasts had like changed their recording metrics. So basically if you used to follow the show or if you click follow on a show and we have 150 episodes in our catalog, then I'd get 150 downloads for that one follow because like it downloads the catalog for you. So basically they changed their algorithm and that impacted my numbers. Anyway, I didn't realize this at the time, right? No one told me that. Like, I don't really have that many friends in the podcasting world. Like, I just didn't know this. So all of a sudden, I just was like, wow, my podcast is not doing well. And where do I go from here? Because if it's just going down, then like, what happens if the whole podcast just dies? And this is really interesting as well. The first thing that I tried to do was fight it. I feel like we do this with anyone. If someone's pulling away, we try to fight it. If something's not working, we try to fight it. I tried to fight it. I was like, I have to do more TikToks, more Instagram reels. I have to do more to fix the problem. Instead of just looking at the problem, acknowledging the problem, sitting with the problem, asking myself, how does this problem feel? And then making a strategic plan of action. Now, I don't think that was necessarily like the wrong thing to do. I think it's good to take action, but it was interesting to see how quickly I jumped into action rather than reflection. So because I'm doing this work now, because I'm self-aware of these cycles, I stopped and I forced myself into reflection mode. And I had the craziest wake-up call. Actually, the biggest wake-up call ever that has like is going to change the trajectory of my year and maybe my life. And it also impacts you guys as well. So I'm going to tell you about it. Okay, I had this crazy wake-up call that I was doing what was working rather than doing what I was passionate about. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Open House started out as a therapy podcast. The Anxious Attachment series went flying. So then we became a dating and relationships podcast. I started doing what was working because that's natural, right? You will do what is working. I'm not like sad that I did that. I'm so happy I did that. I think that relationships and human connection are at the basis of everything in life. A relationship will either regulate or dysregulate your nervous system. And whether you're regulated or dysregulated will literally impact every biochemical experience in your body, as well as everything around you. But I just had this crazy moment where I realized, wow, I am not sharing my whole truth with the world. And no one came to this conclusion except me. So I am so proud of myself for doing this. Now, what do I mean by that? Now, my agent asked me, like, do you feel like you've lost the spark a little bit from what you're doing? Do you wake up every day and be so excited? Are you doing the things that set your soul on fire? Do you love it? And I realized there was a disconnect from the things that I was reading about and that I was talking about in my day-to-day life and the podcast. The podcast is dating. My life is wellness. The podcast is dating. My life is healing. The podcast is therapy, but my life is going deeper than therapy. It's somatic healing. It's emotional release. It's energetic trauma release. These are the things that have changed my life. But in the podcast, I'm probably only talking to you about 20% of them because we're in the relationship and dating space. And then I started having conversations with my friends around me and my friend Casey, who I literally love and respect and admire so deeply. She was like, yeah, I'm changing the whole structure of my business because I like, this isn't working for me. Like, I actually want to do something differently. And I had this crazy wake up call where I was like, wait, I can decide what I do with my life. Like, of course I can decide what I do with my life. But so few of us actually do, because we just stay on the tracks that we're on. And it's difficult and it's scary to change, particularly when we have a nervous system that wants us to stay close to what it knows. And I just had this crazy realization that I was like, I am a wellness girly. I have always been a wellness girly. You probably know, maybe you don't, that when I was 24, I left my law firm on the day that I qualified as a lawyer. Literally, like, who other than Louise Rumble would do that? My dad was like, no. And I became the head of brand and marketing for One Rebel, a boutique fitness gym in London, similar to like Barry's Bootcamp / Soul Cycle, but like way more fun, amazing interior design, just like basically an entire elevated, way cooler experience. Like, they have Smeg fridges in the bathroom with like cold towels. And this was like 10 years ago, like way before anything like this was happening. Then I went on to run an agency for 7 years where I launched disruptive wellness brands. And what that means is brands that are disrupting the industry. So they are new, they are fresh, and they are basically at the forefront of everything. I have launched over 35 wellness brands in my life. Like, when I say launched them, I mean I created the brand name, the brand vision, the brand concept, the brand strategy. That is what I do. Healing is what I do. I have tried everything in the book, from CBT therapy to parts therapy to schema therapy to ozone therapy to veganism to cold plunging to grounding mats, acupressure mats, supplements, hyperbaric oxygen chambers, energetic trauma release, emotional cord cutting, past life regression, Akashic records. Like, I have done literally so much. The only thing I've never done is plant medicine. I've taken like a tiny bit of like magic mushrooms, but I personally, at this point, I'm like not interested in doing ayahuasca or anything like that. But other than that, I have done a lot. I've tried a lot. And I just had this crazy realization. I was like, I'm a wellness girly, but I'm not sharing half of what I'm learning and what I know, which is like a wealth of knowledge, with the podcast. So that was like my death moment, where I realized, wow, this version of me, I've got to die. It's got to go.
Now, I'm not sure if you are familiar with this concept of like the energetic death and rebirth. And I don't think you even need to be or even have a spiritual practice to understand this, because I'm sure that you can all acknowledge that you have had so many different versions of you in this lifetime. And they basically say that we will die many deaths in one single lifetime. And learning how to expand through the process is essential if we are to truly live. So basically, we are told that life is linear, right? And this is what I was saying earlier, like, you have these time points, you have these checkpoints by the times you should be doing certain things. But despite what we've been conditioned to believe, life is not actually linear. What I have realized is that we cycle and spiral through death and rebirth so many times in this one lifetime. And that is basically every time something dies and it is painful and something is not working in your life and it hurts and you wish it was different, that is ultimately the moments before you step into a rebirth, which is ultimately like a new version of you, energetically ready to take on new beliefs, new responses, new behaviors, new thoughts. Now, in ancient shamanic cultures and basically womb religions, this is very central to their way of living, but we don't really see this so much in today's world. But these are more things like following the rhythms of nature and like the waxes and the wanes of the moon and like the menstrual cycle, like shedding and regenerating, and then the cold winters becoming the spring. Everything is very cyclical. And when I started to learn about that, it made so much sense, because I was like, wow, I have been going through these cycles for as long as I can remember. I have had so many deaths and so many rebirths. And what I used to think is like, when everything was going to shit and nothing was working out and the things weren't happening as they were meant to, in inverted commas, because nothing's ever meant to happen, it feels like everything's like shattering around you and you need to fix it, and like you're judging it and you're criticizing it and you're trying to control it. But what I've learned through being on this like deeper healing journey is that ultimately this descent is always going to come before an ascent. And we don't need fixing or judging or light washing or saying, I need to be happy or I need to be high vibe. In those moments, we can look at whatever is causing us the most pain, something that is bringing us closer to our suffering. We can ask, like, what am I learning from this? Why does it hurt so much? And then I truly believe that once you get to the lesson in that pain, the clarity in that pain, learning something about yourself in that pain, you ultimately burst through like into a new light and into a new chapter. I think this happens with heartbreak. I think this happens in our career. You might also know this as the dark night of the soul. And these are like some of the most painful times in our life, when everything is awful and nothing is working and we can't believe it. Maybe we are so heartbroken, because the person that we thought we were going to spend the rest of our life with has left us. But the more and more work I do in this sector, we actually just start to understand that these experiences are showing us all aspects of ourselves. And when we can learn to fiercely love whatever arises, even though we fucking hate it, that life isn't working for us, it's actually deeply healing. And it really illuminates like the wisdom that we are on this planet, learning so many lessons and going through so many experiences. So it's important and it's healthy to feel those emotions in the dark night of the soul. You know, the crisis, like, who am I? What am I? Why am I this way? Why is nothing working for me? Why is it easier for everyone else? Because ultimately what I've found is that the moment you face those feelings rather than stepping away from them, the change on the other side is profound. I will never use the word quantum leap. That's not in my like phrase book, but like that is a good description of you literally feel like the rest of your life changes. So yeah, I had my very own death and rebirth cycle in the last 2 months, which I haven't shared until today, which was that I went back to Tulum. I got super sick. I was in bed for 5 days when I arrived. I was taking some time off. My body literally purged everything, all of the stress that I've been from my huge event in January and the crazy, crazy schedule. I literally purged everything. I was like so sick. And then when I reappeared, it was like I took this time and I really reflected on how do I feel? How do I feel about the podcast not working? How do I feel about this? And it opened up so much frigging space for the new version of me to come in. I am going to move into the next version of me, the next version of the podcast. There's going to be some changes around here. And that is like exhilarating. The second that I stepped into that acknowledgement, the second that I stepped into that realization, I have to tell you, everything has changed. Everything has changed. Download, like we had 80,000 downloads in 1 day this month, which is crazy. I've stepped back into just my power. Like I've realized like I don't have to just rely on the experts all the time for everything. We are our own healers. You can change your life. You don't have to pay millions of dollars to healers. You can literally do it yourself. That is why I'm here, to help you do that. So I feel like I've taken my power back and I've stepped like back into this realization that I want to change the direction of my future and I want to change the direction of the journey that I'm taking you guys on. And I'm going to do that. As part of this death and rebirth cycle as well, I also acknowledge like there are still wounds and stuff that I haven't looked at. And one of those is money blocks. I've probably told you guys that I've been doing EFT tapping and it's been so incredible for me. I never realized I have money limiting beliefs. I was like, no, I'm arguably a privileged girl that has had a privileged upbringing. And yes, I work my fucking socks off and I have never taken a penny from my parents for anything business-wise. I have done it myself, but that doesn't detract from the fact that I am a white woman that has had a privileged upbringing. I'm able-bodied. I have had it easy in comparison to some of the more marginalized communities and the challenges and the systemic injustices that they face. So I was like, I don't have money trauma. Then I started doing tapping around money and oh my God, let me tell you, the craziest stuff came up. Like for the first time, I connected the dots that, so basically my parents like didn't come from much, particularly my mom, but also my dad. They came from very like humble upbringings. I would even say like lower class for my mom, maybe. Her father actually went to prison for fraud, which is unbelievably crazy when you think about the fact that my ex-boyfriend went to prison for fraud. Now, whenever you join me on this journey, you might not even know that, but that is wild, isn't it? Like that is literally wild. That is the definition of a generational cycle repeating. That is literally a generational cycle planning out, playing out. That is so crazy to me. And the more and more that I stepped into this space, I realized I had all of these limiting beliefs. Like I can't charge for helping people. Money is hard to make. People don't want to pay me. All of these things. And that was so crazy for me because in my old business, I made money. It was easy. I was very good at what I did and people wanted to pay me to work with me. And I started tapping. I started doing this EFT tapping. And I had this moment come back to me when my dad said to me, Louise, money is really hard to make. And then I had another moment come back to me. And when I say moment come back to me, that's like when you are tapping and you are doing EFT tapping, it's basically thought that you're accessing the repressed emotions in your subconscious mind because it releases like the energetic field. I had this moment come back to me where my mom at Christmas, we were opening the presents and she was like, this one only cost $9.99 and that one was only $29.99. And it was this moment that got lodged in my subconscious mind that like spending money is bad. You have to justify why you've done it and basically not spend a lot of money. And that for me was just freaking crazy. So I started doing this money tapping and I swear to God, 2 days later, I got an email from my agent being like, this brand wants to work with you. It was a six-figure brand deal in dollars, not pounds, not that, that really matters. It's like a huge amount of money. That came in 2 days after doing the money tapping. 2 days after I was like, I have a credit card bill that is huge
I have a flight that I have to book back to Tulum that like I don't have the money to do right now. And this month I didn't make any money on my podcast advertising because the streams like fucking bombed. 2 days later, 2 days of tapping, 2 days of meditating, that came in. Absolutely wild. I then started tapping more and I just started to see things shift around me like so quickly.
And so if you wrap this whole episode together, everything I'm talking about, all of the changes that I've been going through, I basically had this moment where I hit like a mini rock bottom. I literally was able to reflect on everything. I was able to work out what wasn't working. That was the death. What part of me had to die? What part of my environment had to die around me so I could shift into the version of the person I just knew deep in my soul? It is finally time for me to launch something through Open House. And I got the hugest download to literally, I was like, this is it. This is the course that I have to make. It just felt so right. And it was crazy because when you go through the pain and the darkness and the death, you open up space for new energy, new ideas, new beliefs. And if you didn't go through those cycles of death and rebirth, you would just stay the same constantly forever. So what I want to say here is if you are resisting the death, if you are like pushing against it and not letting it happen, but you have those butterflies in your stomach because you know you're in the wrong relationship or you know you're in the wrong job, I'm just going to ask you to look at it rather than run from it, because that is how you really start to bloom. Now, I want to tell you a little bit around the course that I needed 10 years ago that I have created so you can have it today. And I have said I will never, ever launch anything until it is absolutely fucking amazing. Until it is something that is going to change anyone's life that touches it, but also until it is something that changes the industry. Because as I said, what have I done? I've always been launching disruptive wellness brands that disrupt the industry. That's what I want to do with healing, with helping. So I am so excited that I can finally tell you about this on the podcast. This is the first time we've ever mentioned this on the podcast. And what I have been creating is a life-changing course called There She Glows. I'm so happy to introduce it on the podcast. So this is a 9-week live journey with me and a team of 5. So you get access to me and my favorite therapists, breath workers, hypnotists, and nervous system experts. And we have come up with a 5-step approach to how you can regulate your nervous system and rewire your subconscious mind. I have been working on this basically my whole life, but really in the last few years, I've been thinking about how can I create a healing journey that works for everyone, that impacts everyone, and changes the life of everyone that touches it. And I've realized that this one of the problems with what's out there is there are so many courses selling one topic, one practitioner courses. Now, good for them. It's great. We need more healing in the world. But what I want to do is combine psychology, biology, neuroscience, tapping, somatic shaking, and energetic techniques to teach you how to regulate your nervous system and basically work out what are my limiting beliefs, how can I release them, and how can I rewire them. But not just in one part of your life. This is a full life audit. This is a full life level up. Now, let me first of all tell you about my why, because when you understand the why, you understand why this is going to work. So, you know, I have a therapy podcast. I'm obsessed with therapy. I was doing the work and going to therapy, listening to podcasts, trying to be healthy, but there were still cycles that like were repeating and I just couldn't break them. The attraction to the avoidant man, the kind of like inner critic inside my head that was kind of more bully than cheerleader. Not the best relationship with food. Absolutely love a Friday night Netflix, pizza, scrolling on my phone combo, like ultimate self-soothing for me. And also just some stuff like anxious attachment style, full body pain, IBS, hot girl stomach issues, you name it. There were some things that years ago when I started therapy, I wasn't really healing. But when I learned about nervous system regulation, when I learned about the subconscious mind, and when I learned about subconscious reprogramming, everything started to change. And I spent a lot of money on it. And I wasted a lot of money on it as well because I really tried some shit that was bullshit as well. But I tried a lot of stuff that was amazing. And I'm going to run you through what you need to understand about this to understand why you haven't changed your own life yet. So from this journey, I ultimately learned that we're all actually just chronically stressed and dysregulated and suppressing what we really think and feel. We go through things that are stressful and overwhelming, but we never release them from our system. And one of my favorite things is there's this video of this polar bear on the internet. And it was basically about to be attacked by something and it went into freeze mode. So that's part of our nervous system. So if you're in depression, a lot of people will say that that is your nervous system saying like, no, can't do this, too overwhelming, shut down. That comes after sustained fight or flight in polyvagal theory. And that fight or flight is basically like your anxious state. So you go from baseline into fight or flight, anxious. If you stay in that long enough, you go into freeze, which is like depression. No, I can't do this. Life is too hard.
And then that can also be tied to fawn, which is where you just basically let people walk all over you and you just don't have any boundaries. Anyway, what they discovered was that in the wild, polar bears and other animals recover from shock, stress, and overwhelm through muscular spasms in their body. And basically, those spasms, like the shaking, complete this fight or flight stress cycle that they went into as a result of the shock. So basically, after the shock, they tremble and they shake. They even get angry, even though the predator's gone. So in the video, you can see it like biting, like over its shoulder, but there was like no one there to bite. There was like no one there to fight. So basically, they do that to inherently complete the stress cycle in their body, which tells the body, we're done, we're finished. And this discharges loads of stress chemicals, which otherwise get stored and stuck in the body. Hello, anxiety. Hello, IBS. Hello, chronic pain. Hello, the story of Louise Rumble's life. That is what I've realized. My pain is stress chemicals, which I've got stored in my body. But after doing this, their nervous systems shift out of fight, flight, or freeze. They come back to baseline. They get on with their day. They aren't haunted by the stress or the story like we are as humans. They don't ruminate over it. They quite literally move through it and leave it in the past. The problem is, we are humans, not polar bears. We're not taught to do this trauma reset, and we're not taught to like express and feel and shake. And in fact, if we do that, we get called crazy. So we're taught to be quiet and we suppress everything, which is no bueno, as they would say in Spanish. Okay, so taking you back to what I learned, the subconscious mind controls 95% of our day, even if we're not aware of it. It's like the hard drive of our body. You know, on a computer, it says to you, do you want to update your software? And you get a choice. In life, you don't get a choice. You have to decide to upgrade your own software because your subconscious mind is your software. It is controlling 95% of your day. It is logging every single thing that you have ever gone through, good or bad, because your body needs to know what the surrounding environment is like. Is it a threat? Is it safe? And so these past experiences, particularly anything that's overwhelming, leave negative imprints on our subconscious mind. They are never forgotten until you rewrite them. And these imprints, they impact our nervous system. They impact how it functions. And heavy, stagnant, and dormant energy from past experiences also keep us stuck in different parts of the nervous system. So basically, therapy is great, but no amount of talk therapy is ever going to help you access your subconscious mind. And that is the healing journey that I've been going on. What I was suppressing, my subconscious mind was expressing and manifesting in physical form. And when I started to release the energy of the previous experiences, I opened space to be able to create new wiring, like the tapping, like the manifestation. That is when neuroplasticity can work. But the problem is, no one is going through this proper journey. Because I was like you, I was at the end. I was just like trying to change my beliefs. I was trying to manifest. Nothing was changing. Nothing was working. And that is because I was not working with my body in the way that it needed me to be able to actually make changes, to be able to actually be told, it's okay. You can release the past. You can come back to baseline. You can complete your stress cycle. And then we can build a new future. So basically, when I had this realization, like in the last 2 months, when my agent asked me, are you sharing your truth with the world? I was like, no, I'm actually not, because like, this is my truth. This is the journey I've been on. This is what has changed my life, but I'm not sharing it with you guys. So I was like, it's time for me to share it with you. And I feel so good about it. I just really know that this is exactly what I'm meant to be doing. And I truly believe that when you are ready to change, the teacher appears. So if you made it to this part in the podcast, I really think that maybe you need to be knowing about this as well. So it's a 9-week journey. You get 9 live sessions. They are every Sunday. These are like 1.5 to 2 hours, like big, juicy mastermind sessions. And you get a whole expert team. So you get me, 2 therapists, 1 breathworker, 1 hypnotist, 1 nervous system and biology of trauma expert. And that is literally all you need to have the ultimate healing team around you. We've got Dr. Terry Mack and Stephanie as the therapists. You both know and adore them. You also know Sarah Murphy, the nervous system and biology of trauma expert. She drops so many truth bombs that you always message saying, wow, that makes so much sense. Then we have 2 new joiners to the team. We've got Audra Bear, who is the best breathworker I have ever worked with. When I did her first ever breathwork session in Mexico, it just was such a revolutionary experience for me, because normally I hate breathwork and I can't get into it. And I'm like in my head, or I find it really aggressive, or I don't want to do it for an hour. And I did it with her and it was so amazing. Then we also have Julia. She's known as the holistic hypnotherapist. She is the hypnotist on this course. And between these people, I have created this unique approach to healing. It's basically a 5-stage healing process, and it combines psychology. So this is what you think and believe, with biology. This is what you feel and where it's stored in the body. And then it combines it with somatic release. So this is the breath work, the somatic shaking, and the hypnosis. This is how you release the past. And then we combine it with something that I have labeled neural repatterning. So this is things like theta meditations, neural affirmations, and EFT tapping. This is how you rewire the new beliefs back into your subconscious mind for a new future. So you understand that you have your Sunday live sessions, and then you get drip-fed video content every week, 3 to 4 times a week into your video portal. You will get an email saying this is today's exercise, and everything is themed. There is a theme for each week. So I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the themes, because I'm getting lots of questions on like, will it help with this? Will it help with that? And truthfully, it will help with anything, because we identify your limiting beliefs, we release them, and we rewire them, which means you will interact with everyone and everything around you differently. But to be more specific, we cover self-esteem and self-confidence, love, dating, and attachment, body image and eating habits, your relationship with money, masculine and feminine energy, and also beauty. So again, remember, you get the live session and then 3 to 4 healing exercises every single week. We also give you a calendar to keep you on track. Now, I'm just going to run you through the live sessions and the themes of the week really quickly. So week one is Nervous System 101, why you're not healing and how to shift your story. So that's with me and Sarah Murphy. We discuss basically how to change your story. We talk about the subconscious mind, unprocessed energy, the power of fascia and somatic shaking, the stress cycle and emotional imprints. And also we give you the answers on how to use these to your advantage so you can rewrite your story. Week two is also with me and Sarah. We talk about brainwaves and the science of visualization. We teach you about neuroplasticity, how to rewire your brain faster, how to actually visualize so it does what you want it to do, and also how to meet the future you that you've always dreamed of. I'm going to take you on an exercise to meet her so you can get really clear on where you want to go. And then we're going to learn about how to prime your biology and subconscious mind to open, release, and change. Because a lot of people say, oh, like I can't do anything. When I tap, nothing happens. When I do breath work, nothing happens. And that's because you got to prime your mind for it to want to go on this journey with you. Week three, we call it the She Loves Herself module. This is me and Terry Mack. We help you understand how negative emotional imprints are holding you back. We help you identify your own personal unique wounds, your core beliefs, your shadows, and your limitations, so you can have sky high levels of confidence and you just stop caring about what other people are doing and what other people are thinking. Week four is soulmate kind of love. So again, this is me and Dr. Terry. We're chatting all things love, dating, and attachment. And we basically explore anxious attachment, avoidant attachment, heartbreak, healing, as well as every limitation you have in love that is holding you back from really, truly experiencing like the best of the best. Week five, we head into body balance. We discuss all things body, health, eating habits. We discuss emotional eating. Week six, we move into goddess glow up. This is with Stephanie. This is when we're going to be talking about rewiring our limiting beliefs on masculine and feminine energy. We're going to be looking at independence, hyper-independence, vulnerability, and all these different things. By week seven, you're going to head into money, honey. And this is where you're going to identify and rewire all of your limiting beliefs and money blocks around family and ancestral trauma around money. Basically the things that are holding you back from attracting, holding, and amplifying your wealth. And this is really the one that I've seen since tapping that I've just had really, really quick results on. In week eight, we're going to do a future you exercise. It's going to be a live, deep group breath work and hypnosis. We're also going to start doing a Q&A because I'm sure by this point, there'll be lots of questions that have come up through the course that we want to go deeper in. And then week nine, imprinting your rituals. You will have spent the last 8 weeks basically identifying your limiting beliefs and imprinting new positive ones. You will be imprinting them because remember, each week you get your exercises in between live sessions. So at this point, as the course comes to a close, we're going to help you get really clear on how you're going to continue to imprint these beliefs moving forward when you are not on the course. So throughout this, you're going to get emails, exercises, top tricks, healing hacks, email drips, you name it. And as well as that, you get access to a community group called There She Glows, which is in our community area of the house. Normally you have to pay to access it, but you get it part of this course. Right now, there's already 50 people in that room. They've already signed up and they are ready and waiting for you to go and join them. Other things you need to know is that all content will be recorded. It will be available within 24 hours so you can watch it on repeat. This is priced at $298. It's always so annoying when people are like, oh, this course is actually worth $10,000. And when we came to do this, I was like, I do not want to do this. I don't want to put on a figure that people are just like, no, it's not. But what we did do, and it's all on the website, is we added up the 9 sessions. Like we said that the hypnotherapy sessions were $75, 4 breathwork sessions, they were $50 each. We've added these up with really, really reasonable pricings. And by doing that, the course is valued at $2,455, which is kind of crazy. We're doing the first ever access, low value, high accessibility, because that is just like why I am doing this podcast. So it's $298. You get lifetime access to everything. And this is the only time we're going to run this live. It is the only time that we might ever do this. We're going to see what happens, but I know what will be possible is you can buy it afterwards. You can go on this journey at your own pace, but it will be for either 598 or 698. We have not decided the price point yet.
Okay, enough about the course, other than the fact that this is literally what you need to do to change your future. Even if you don't join us, like, go and do your own research, go and find your own practitioners. It's going to be more expensive to do it that way. But as long as you are on this journey, I do not mind. Because when you start to work with your nervous system and your subconscious mind, that is when everything changes. We've closed early access doors already, but because you're a podcast listener, we're going to give you an early access discount. It will take the course from $298 to $253, and that's just £199. Remember, this is a 9-week journey, and you get 3 to 4 healing videos per week, an entire step-by-step healing calendar, and email drips. This is literally ridiculously good value, because other people out there, like my friend, charges $7,000 for a 7-week journey. So one would say that arguably this is literally $5,000 too cheap. So like I said, it's never going to be this cheap again. If you want to join us, you can use the code PODCASTGLOWUP at checkout. Just head to the show notes. You've got the link to checkout, the link to the landing page, and the code.
But either way, please, whether you join or not, of course I hope you do, but please don't spend another month saying I can't afford this course, but then spending $5 a day on coffee and giving $315 to Starbucks rather than to this or to your future. Okay, that is my life update for you. I love you guys so freaking much. I am going back to Tulum tomorrow. I'm going back to Mexico, going to see my man, going back to enjoy some sunshine, going back to just get back into my routine, the gym, my morning routine. Like, I kind of struggle to do that here in my family home. There's no gym here. There's no real space for me to do anything. The Wi-Fi in my bedroom doesn't work, so can't really like stream video. So yeah, it's time to get back on another aeroplane. Basically at this point, thank goodness I have a British Airways Amex, because like my air miles are going through the roof. I have been doing some wild shopping before I go back, because you obviously can't really buy a lot of stuff in Tulum. Like, they don't have real shops or like anything that's, you know, they don't have a proper postal service. So I'm just looking around my bed whilst I'm talking to you now, and I'm going to run you down on some of the things I've been buying. So my electrolytes, LMNT, daily electrolytes, you know I'm obsessed. Mental health is mineral health. Never have felt better since taking these. So I've got them in the mango and chili flavor and the watermelon flavor, because my boyfriend likes the watermelon ones. And then I've got the Thorn Magnesium Biglycinate powder, which I put in my Stanley cup with the electrolytes every single morning. I've bought some Myofasciables. These are because we're going to be going through some of this stuff in There She Glows and teaching you how to actually remove stored emotions from your body with things like a myofascial ball. I was actually kindly gifted a new camera by Sony, which is unreal. So I bought like loads of camera stuff, because maybe we'll be doing some more vlogging. And obviously there's going to be tons of incredible videos in the course. We are actually going to rent a amazing villa in Tulum to do tons of the recording. I've got my organic tampons. You know, I will not use the ones full of bleach and chlorine that go inside our poor puss pusses. Those are so important. I can't buy them out there. So I've bought them. I've bought this new vitamin C serum, because I swear, like, I basically have this face combo that is absolutely game changing. And I swear that is why my skin is so good for someone in their mid 30s that has had no work and I have no wrinkles. Basically, it's this fresh black tea mask. Overnight, every night, I use it as a moisturizer. It is so freaking thick. It is unbelievable. And then I mix it with a vitamin C serum. I wake up in the morning, it is still on my face. I'm like, that is exactly how life should be happening for me. Pure nourishment overnight, the whole night. And other than that, I've just bought a lot of active wear, because I basically wear it every single day and I just never have enough. I sweat right through it in Tulum. So Adenola is my go-to. I have bought like a lot of the leggings and bra combos. I honestly have so many, but I just wear them all the time. And I wanted some different colors for some cool photo shoots we're going to do in Tulum. So yes, I am off. I am off. What the next few months hold, I have literally no idea. All I know is that this course starts in April. I'm probably going to go to LA in May, have some recordings to do. I want to visit one of my friends. And then June, I'm going to come back to the UK and something very exciting is going to happen. So if you're in England, if you're in the UK, we might be doing something live in June. It's not confirmed. It's very early days. Just put that in your schedules. Okay. Most of all, I love you guys so much. I hope you found this helpful. Sometimes I feel like I'm waffling on these, but you guys say that you like them. So hope you've taken value from this. And most of all, just remember, wherever you are in the death or rebirth cycle, the other side is going to come. Okay. Like, if you're in the bad times now, I promise the good times will come, but you got to take radical responsibility. You got to stop pushing against it. I'm here for you. I love you. Come and join me on There She Glows. I want you to glow up. I want you to have a whole life level up, and I'm going to show you exactly how. Everything's linked in the show notes, and make sure you come and get your 20% discount now before that code expires. Okay. I love you.